I just got finished watching The Contractor, which is a 2022 film that originated on Amazon Prime service, and it stars Chris Pine as James, Ben Foster as Mike. The film also stars Kiefer Sutherland as Rusty. In this film, they are brothers in the military, but not in real life. Chris Pine had just been discharged from military service in a way where they weren't going to give him his benefits, and so he was broke and he needed money, so he decided to take a military contracting job. So initially when he joins the contracting gig, turns out that Chris Pine's buddy, Mike, who was played by Ben Foster, was a private contractor in the military, so he introduces him to his boss, played by Kiefer Sutherland, who was Rusty. Rusty has a quick interview with Chris Pine, and he sets him up on a mission, and this mission was to originate in Berlin. Initially, they were just supposed to do some surveillance, and then depending upon what went down, they might have to do a little more. This is the second film that I've seen that stars both Chris Pine and Ben Foster, the first one being Hell or High Water, which was a really, really good film. I was excited to watch this film to see if the collaboration would culminate in something as good or even better. Up to this point, it took quite a bit. It took about a half an hour to set all this up and to start doing the surveillance. And this is my sort of movie, the military industrial complex movies where they go and do surveillance, maybe take some people out, complete a mission and come home safely. But if it was that simple, it wouldn't be a 2-hour movie. This is where, of course, you have to suspend your disbelief one of a couple of times in this film. So they complete their mission, and as they're making their escape, the police caught them way too easily. So they end up being ambushed by the police and separated from the rest of their team with James and Mike, Ben Foster. Both are injured and they end up having to run from the police and hide and try to figure out a way to get out of the country. Since they were both injured, they were nursing each other a little bit. Chris Pine helps Ben Foster with a bag of blood. Chris Pine said, "I can't go with you. I have to rest. You go ahead of me and I'll catch up with you in a day." So he does that, and when James finally gets to the safe house or to the hotel, he does find that there was a message from Ben Foster. Everything seemed okay at that point, but it wasn't long after that it became clear something had happened to Ben Foster's character. So that leads him to distrust the leadership and like, what's going on? Where's my number two? Where is he? This is where the other thing that I hate about these types of movies comes into play, where at the highest level, they're dirty. At the highest level, they're pitting their people against each other. I don't like those types of films where there's always a mole or there's always someone at the highest level in your CIA or your intelligence or whoever it is. It could be the president of the United States, but there's always someone working against the people that they're sending out in the field. And that's what happened in this movie. So of course, Rusty is dirty in this one, and so he has sent people out to try to kill Chris Pine. Chris Pine has to fight his way out and figure out a way to get back to the United States. So that's what this film was about. The first half of the film was setting up the mission and to try to complete it, with the second half of the mission basically getting out alive, making it back to your home, and getting back to your family. He couldn't go directly back to his family, though, because if they found out that he was back, they would have came for him. So Chris Pine basically meets up with Ben Foster, stalks him, goes to his house and stalks him, follows him. They have this conversation. It's like, there's only one way out. We got to basically, he didn't say it, but we got to kill our way to the top in order to get our lives back. So they go back to Rusty's house, essentially, which was basically a compound full of, in this case, maybe a half a dozen military people. And they have to go back and kill their way out of the situation. And that's what they did. And the credits rolled. That was how this film went. Of course, this is an American movie. So it had a happy ending where Chris Pine made it back to his family. I really did enjoy the film. There were a few things that I didn't like about it that were to suspend my disbelief. But overall, I enjoyed it. I liked the film enough to give it 3 stars, but because of the problems, couldn't elevate it to 4 stars. I did think it was entertaining, and if you're a fan of Chris Pine and Ben Foster, then it's a must-see.